Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the business side. Joining me on the phone is the executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alan.
You know, Mark, we have done segments on the auto, the aerospace, and the tourism industries and their importance to the state economy. But one we really haven't touched on lately is the timber industry. And this is a fairly big sector of the economy.
It truly is. Last month, I did a one-on-one with Richard Sturgill, and he is CEO of BPM Lumber, and they're the biggest player in Kentucky's timber forest products industry, which is $9 billion a year, at least, with an overall economic impact of $14.5 billion. So they're as big as any of these other sectors, but they've been around for 150 years, and we don't talk about them very much, but they're significant economically for the state.
Talk about what they're doing, maybe from an innovation standpoint, to keep up with the rest of the other states as far as the timber industry is concerned.
Our forest products sector is a little bit unique. We are in the upper Appalachian hardwoods basket, as they refer to their timber source, and they produce and work with specialty hardwoods. A lot of it will go into fencing, like our horse farms, or pallets that all industries use to ship their products with. But as far as revenue goes, their main product is hardwood flooring, and that's a good thing because they're already doing well, but the housing sector is really in an upswing because we're having record home sales, but we are in a low inventory market. So the home builders need to get busy and build as many homes as they can over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and that's going to mean good business for our forest products industry here in Kentucky.
How equipped is BPM and other suppliers to meet this increasing demand?
They feel like they're pretty well set up to meet this. They are not at full capacity. BPM has three major modern yards that can do all the sawmill processing work, and they've still got a significant capacity available to meet this increasing demand, and They're ready for it. They send their products all over the United States and even around the world. They were saying that a fourth of their product gets exported. So that's a major export sector for the state.
All right. So what about the supply of timber itself in Kentucky?
What I was told is that Kentucky right now has 74 billion board feet of sawable timber currently standing in the forest, and that's way more than enough to meet all the need. And then we are actually expanding our resource that we have to work with there through our modern forest practices, which are developed a lot at the University of Kentucky and elsewhere. But the BPM and these other lumber producers, they have professional foresters on their staff who work with property owners help them maintain good practices. And nowadays, the forest is growing and reproducing itself at a rate above what they're able to take out of it.
So are you saying, like, for every tree they chop down, they plant two additional?
Sometimes they're planting, but the way they cut trees out allows the forest to grow back faster. For instance, you go into a piece of property and take out all of the trees that are, say, 12 inches in diameter and larger, and that opens up the upper canopy so that the sunlight and rain and nutrients can get down to the floor, and it makes everything else grow faster. Now, you know, it doesn't grow in 1 year. We're talking a 25, 35-year cycle, but when you do that rather than clear-cutting, then you are constantly producing more and more usable timber at a faster rate with these practices.
And on the face of it, it sounds like Mr. Sturgill and BPM is very, well, shall we say, bullish on the future here.
Well, they feel like things are at a good position for them. For instance, they said that housing starts are nowhere near the 50-year average of what they should be. And so as that demand from the housing sector picks up, their business are going to pick up. So they are very optimistic.
How many counties and facilities does BPM have currently?
Well, BPM has six or seven facilities, but across the industry, there are 772 members of facilities in the timber industry. Now, that ranges anywhere from a sawmill to a cabinet shop, but they are located in 110 of Kentucky's 120 counties. You know, the wood mostly comes out of Appalachia, but the timber and forest products industry is across the state.
And as we mentioned, it's between $9 and $14.5 billion per year.
Per year. It's a big part of our economy.
Our guest today on the business side has been Mark Green, executive editor of The Lane Report. You can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
Nice talking to you, Alan.